USA News Update. Former President Carter has released a statement following the passing of his wife, Rosalynn Carter. In the statement, Carter said that Rosalynn was his equal partner in everything he ever accomplished. He added that as long as she was in his world, he always knew somebody loved and supported him. The wife of the nation's 39th president, Rosalynn Carter, died at the age of 96. Congressman Jamie Raskin says an Israeli-Hamas ceasefire needs to include the release of hostages and the removal of Hamas. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union,
the hostages must be released. That is a humanitarian crisis in itself. There's a humanitarian crisis within Gaza.
He also referred to Hamas as a terrorist medieval death cult. Donald Trump rallied supporters in West Central Iowa Saturday as part of his efforts to mobilize those supporters and volunteers ahead of the state's upcoming caucuses. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.